Hello.
Yes, hello.
How are you doing?
Yeah.
Do you have a couple minutes? I'd like to talk to you about Scott. Have you heard about that?
Unfortunately, I have.
Oh, gosh.
That's
I'm
why
real
I'm not at
sorry.
work.
He's a good friend of yours?
Well, he and I got along really well.
Okay.
He stopped by here the other night on his way home.
Uh-huh.
And when he left, he was happy. I can't believe what I heard.
That's what I'm here to talk to you about, is that we understand that he came by over here prior to going home,
Yes,
right before this
yeah.
happened.
What I know when he got here, he had a bag of food that he was taking home for dinner. He was here probably 20 minutes. I don't think he was here any longer than 20 minutes. And like I said, when he left, he was in good spirits. He rode his motorcycle home, and the thing is I really don't recall the time that he left. She thought it was close to dark, maybe 8.
Okay,
Better.
all right.
And
And he was on his motorcycle when
he
he was
was on
here?
his motorcycle. I guess it was probably about 8:30, because I know when he left, we ended up going into the jacuzzi,
Okay.
and then right after that went to bed. So,
Was he upset about anything?
no. See, that's the thing. It's strange because he had just come back from vacation. He was actually supposed to be on another vacation day on Tuesday,
Okay.
but he went ahead and called in and said that he would be available for work. So he worked Tuesday. Everybody at work, because I hadn't talked to him that day very much on Tuesday. I know he and I both punched in together in Santa Coy at 4:30 in the morning. We picked up trucks and went to Santa Barbara. So I saw him briefly that morning, happy, good spirits, nothing bad to
say. Had a good
say.
Time on his trip?
Right,
Or
and the thing is I've never heard him say anything at all about ever having problems at home. This guy, if you were to ask anybody from our before his accident, of course, but everybody's in disbelief. He's the kind of guy you can't get upset.
Wow.
He goes out on the jobs. The first thing he does is he always greets the contractors, greets the pumpers with a handshake.
Right.
Always in a good mood. Always in a good mood. And when we heard about what happened, we were in disbelief that, because it was just, it's completely out of his nature. Completely. But no, nothing that he said, nothing that he did, nothing that
he was here,
expressed.
He picked up dinner, he stopped by to say hi.
Right. I guess he had gotten caught out on a job, so he ended up working late. Well, I know he rode his motorcycle to work because it was still there when I punched out
right
earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So apparently he stopped on his way home to pick up dinner.
Okay.
Where, I don't know.
Right.
He was a character that no matter what he was on, if he was hungry or if he needed to pick something, he'd just hang the bag right on his handlebars.
Right. Okay.
So it wasn't uncommon to see him with a bag of food. But he had picked it up to take it home for the family.
Right. Okay.
And I know his wife called here, and he told her where he was and that he was going to be coming home.
Okay.
He left a can of root beer.
Okay.
Unopened root beer. So he had a root beer in his pocket when he got here.
Okay.
What
was the conversation? What were you guys talking about when he was over for the 15
minutes?
Well,
I'm moving.
Minutes?
My house is in escrow. I'm moving back east, and I'm going on a vacation tomorrow. And I'm riding my motorcycle back east. So it was primarily about that, about the long ride. A little bit about work, but it was nothing major. We got a new card swiping system for punching in and out
right.
for lunches, and everybody's still getting used to that. And
but nothing that would give you any indication.
Nothing that would give me any indication that there was any problem at home, because, like I said, nobody at work ever heard of him say anything about problems at home. And you know, unfortunately, we can't get into his mind, so who knows what was actually in there? Who knows? You know, I don't know what goes on behind, you know, his home. Mm-hmm. I'm going through a divorce right now, and my wife and I, we went to their place some years ago for a barbecue, and we saw no detection of any problems then. I know he was always doing things for his girls, always taking them here and there for the oldest is on a dive team.
Mm-hmm.
She dives. I know his youngest, unfortunately, has diabetes, so mm-hmm. she's diabetic, so she's giving herself the insulin shots and what have you. But nothing.
But he didn't have any drinks. You mentioned he had alcohol, but was he? Did he have any beers or anything over here? Or
no, we had a shot of Black Velvet.
Okay.
And
what's Black Velvet?
It's a Canadian whiskey.
Whiskey. Okay.
Yeah. So we had a shot.
Each of
Oh yeah.
And that's it?
Yeah.
He didn't have a beer or anything else.
No beer. I was out of beer. He doesn't drink my beer. I drink Sam Adams. So
do you know him to use any illicit drugs or anything? Or
no.
Nothing like that?
No, not to my knowledge, because we both drive trucks.
Okay.
So this is an industry where we do get randomly tested. So.
You do? Both of you get jail all the time?
You bet. And I'm in the military, so.
And he's got, you in the reserve?
Yes, Army Reserve.
Oh, good.
I know I don't look like it.
No,
I do this in between drills.
Right, exactly.
But,
yeah. Good.
Yeah, I'm with the 6252 Army Hospital.
Okay. Okay. I understand, and I'm not positive. I'm not the primary investigator on this. I work out of the Ojai Station up here, and they wanted me to come down and contact you to see if there was any of what we've been talking about.
Sure.
And I heard that he had some medical problems or some old injuries or something. Like back or something like that?
Well, I know. I want to say he was in two car accidents. I believe he said he was in two accidents. And I believe he had neck injuries, both of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I know he had his hips replaced.
Right. Do you know him to take any pain meds or anything like that?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right.
Not to say he didn't, but I know.
Yeah.
You know, right? You know, I know from work. I've never seen him take any pain.
Just trying to put pieces of a puzzle together, and how can somebody, you know, that doesn't have, you know, I'm trying to figure out to get a look into his life and say, well, why would something like this happen? And you know,
we. Gary Dunkel moved. He moved a few weeks ago. He was our batch man down in Santa Barbara. And a handful of us own motorcycles.
Mm-hmm.
So on occasions we would all ride home together. I didn't go on many rides with them during the weekend, but I know that they did go on rides during the weekends.
Mm-hmm.
But again, we talked about it yesterday at work because we were all in disbelief.
Everybody's scratching their heads.
Well, sure. You know, and it's really, really odd. Because I didn't even hear about it until I picked up a truck again yesterday. And I was on my way to Santa Barbara, and I didn't even hear about it until just before I got to the plant. It was the oddest thing happened. My radio went out. My AM FM went out,
mm-hmm.
and I listened to 1520.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently, they mentioned something about the
incident on KHAL.
On that, when I got to the yard, just before I got to the yard, another fellow driver down here called me and asked me if what he was hearing was true. And it was at that time that I found out what he had heard. I got to the yard. I noticed his mixer was still there. And I didn't see his truck or motorcycle there. So
no problems at work? No? I mean, he worked the day before? I mean, they would have talked about that today if there was...
Any problems at work? No. No, he was back in his old routine.
Right.
You know, as soon as he got back.
from Vicki.
You know, again, you know, we're, as Teamsters, you know, there's a lot of things we don't do because job description.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's all a union thing. I'm sure mm-hmm. you're aware of
right.
that being in the sheriff's department.
Mm-hmm.
And I know Tuesday, his very first load, he had a hydraulic line blow on his truck. Waited around for the mechanic to get there, and he did what most of us don't do, and that's get in there and help the mechanic out
right.
know, and fix the truck. Yeah, that's Scott. You know, if something needed to be done, he didn't mind doing it.
Wow.
There's a couple drivers there in Santa Barbara who were in the driver's room while he was talking about vacation.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a great time.
Right.
He had nothing bad to say. Nothing bad to say at all.
Wow.
It's
unbelievable.
It really is.
Unbelievable.
I've been thinking about it all morning. I had it on my mind all day yesterday.
Right.
And it's
horrible.
It's unfortunate. So.
All right, let me get some personal information from you. Yeah.
Okay.
So
yeah,
that was that's why.
It's one, yeah.
Yeah.
And my home number, if you'd like that.
And your work name and address. So you check in down there and then take trucks up to Santa Barbara?
I do quite often because a lot of guys don't like picking their trucks up, and I don't mind.
Okay.
So I pick them up and I transport them.
Okay. Anything else that you can add or anything? That anything peculiar?
No. Talked about it yesterday, and we're both in awe because when he was here, he left in a great, great mood.
Right.
He had nothing bad. He said nothing negative
wow.
about anything. But again, as I said, he never had.
Right.
He's
hey, it. Nice to meet you.
I was
I'm
expecting
sorry.
A visit sometime, and I,
yeah.
you know, I didn't know whether to call or,
yeah.
you know, I just figured somebody would
come by
sooner or later come
so
by.
So enjoy your trip. Hopefully you'll have some time on the road to think about all this and
okay, very
and,
good.
Feel a little bit better.
I'll,
you know, it is a tragedy. You know, we feel horrible about it, and as does all his friends and family, and it's not something that we like have happening at all. That's just tragedy. It's horrible.
Yes.
And it really is.
You have my cell phone, so
yeah, I'll give you a call.
Feel free. You know, again, I'm going to be on the motorcycle, so if you call within the next couple days, if I don't answer it, I will return it.
Okay.
So.